Get the fuck up, all of you! On your fucking feet! What the fuck are you doing sleeping? Why aren't you in your rooms? Scream woke me up. My neck hurt from sleeping in the chair, and I was still jet-lagged. I'd been dreaming of being trapped in a large, dark space with something breathing heavily behind me, and no matter which way I turned. I was glad I was woken, but the big-mouth fucker yelling was gonna get a beatdown. While all that was shambling through my exhausted mind, I'd already leapt to my feet and to attention. My bleary vision settled on a man in BDUs and with a gold bar of an LT on his lapel. He was pissed, kicking chairs and rousing everyone. I'd fallen asleep in my uniform, still coated in coal dust, my boots dusty from the dirt floor and gritty from the coal dust. My eyes were gritty and I was bone deep tired. "This is a goddamn army, not a fucking daycare! Get up!" he managed to yell and bully us into a formation 4 wide and 4 deep. Glaring, he stood in front of us at parade rest. "You guys are the sorriest looking fuckers I ever seen. Who's the ranking NCO? We all looked around. "I am, sir," the guy with gray hair said, stepping forward. But God, all he had on his collar was corporal. Everyone around me were specialists, PFCs, and me.
"Who's the officer in charge of this clusterfuck of morons?" he said.
"You are, sir," the corporal said. I repressed a grin at his expression.
"You, Private Monkey, go wake everyone else up. I want a formation outside in 20 minutes.
I noticed his uniform was pressed and starched, and his boots reflected his uniform.
"Sir, this is everyone else," the corporal said, grabbing my arm before I could take a step.
"This is the entire unit. We sleep in here for warmth." The LT looked like he was about to explode. He turned and stomped off. We all looked at each other. Everyone introduced themselves to me. Out of everyone there, I was the only person who hadn't been sent here from another unit, who hadn't been busted at least once, and hadn't served at least 2 years in the military. The only explanation we could figure out for me being sent there was the fact that I had been transported to basic training in handcuffs. We all separated and returned to our rooms to get changed and dressed. I took a shower. The water was hot and warm, and the soap washed away the lingering feelings from the night before. I took about my iron and ironed my uniform on the desk, putting a damp towel between the desktop and my uniform so that it came out looking good. A quick bit of work and my extra pair of boots were shiny and ready. I shaved quickly and headed back down to the day room. Everyone was standing in their uniforms and the LT looked pissed. He turned away from the bank of about a dozen phones in the QC barrier.
"Why do these clocks have different times?"
"First is local time, the second is Zulu, the third is synced with the Pentagon, and the last is synced with Nordit, sir," the woman answered. She was E3 and had a leg brace on. I noticed that her tits filled out her BDU blouse.
"Who ordered that bullshit?"
the LT snarled.
"Sir, that was in the order packet that we opened upon arriving here,"
the female Stokes answered.
"What operations packet?"
he screamed. Great, this ass monkey thought screaming meant good leadership.
"Carter, grab the op orders,"
man yelled. The QC came into the room holding a thick manila envelope.
"Why wasn't I handed this already?"
the LT asked. I could tell this guy was going to be a problem.
You didn't check in last night, LT, and had not asked for it this morning," Carter answered.
The LT tore the envelope out of Carter's hands and walked out, pulling a ring of keys from his pocket. "Shit, this guy's gonna be a problem," man grumbled. He pulled a pack of Camels out from his pocket and lit one. I went and bought a soda. I was down to less than $5 in my wallet, and I doubted that the vending machines would honor travel checks. I came back to everyone trying to figure out what kind of asshole this LT was going to be. The door blew open, cold air rolling over all of us. Standing in the doorway was a guy wearing Mickey Mouse boots, Arctic firing mittens, and cold weather mask, cold weather cap, pair of cold weather trousers, and a parka with a full-lined hood pulled over his head. He had a box sealed with a pair of metal bands in his hand. He set the box on the table and pulled off his mask.
"Fifth Corps sent these here. This is 219th Special Weapons, right?" he asked.
"Who the fuck's asking?" the PFC behind the desk snarled. The guy laughed.
"That's a good question. Good OPSEC. Want to sign for these?"
"Mason, go get the LT, the PFC yelled.
A guy with no rank on his collar, but the darker squares of sewn-on rank on his bare collar showed that he had once been higher ranking, nodded and went into the stairwell.
Oh, damn, you guys are out in the middle of fucking nowhere, the guy bitched.
He bummed a smoke off man.
Goddamn main post doesn't even know where the fuck you guys are, and all the maps say it's a restricted area for this... Goddamn Cold War bullshit.
I've become very familiar with that phrase over the years.
Why wasn't I notified that you were on your way, soldier?
The LT yelled as he came out of the stairwell. The guy's face went from easygoing bitching to hard as the goddamn ice that coated the windows.
Well, why wasn't I notified? You better answer, I am an officer.
I'll never forget that phrase either. The guy turned around and pulled back the hood of the parka. On his cap sat a single gold oak leaf.
So am I. And I don't answer to you, Lieutenant.
He looked positively pissed, and the LT went white.
Sign for this shit so I can get off this goddamn rock and get to some semblance of civilization.
The LT stammered through the apologies and fawningly signed the clipboard. The Major kicked the box across the floor and left through the open set of double doors. It was then the arrangement made sense. Two sets of double doors acted as an airlock, keeping out the worst of the cold. It was also snowing outside.
But don't just stand there! Someone carry this down to my office!
Guilty screamed at us. I shrugged, grabbed the box and hefted it. It was pretty heavy, but I'd also been stronger than my size made one believe. I followed the LT downstairs, and for some unknown reason, I was suddenly afraid that the room beyond the stairwell door would be bare dirt. I breathed a sigh of relief when light bulb lit tile and cinder blocks came into view. There was one door on my left, mailboxes on my right, and a counter with a gap in it, and a chain-shut door that... The window was stark white. So were the full-blown windows to the right. That meant that the snow was over the doorway. Holy fuck. We went past the door to the mailboxes and to three doors. One recently painted 1SG, the other painted XO, and the one the LT led me to was CO. Inside, the light was on and the desk was piled with what I assumed to be the contents of the manila envelope.
Set it there, Private. Go stand at parade rest there in case I need you, he said,
going over and sitting behind the desk. I let my mind drift as I stood there while he first popped that banding off and began going through the stacks of papers. I saw him pull out maps, typewritten orders, and more packets. He was grunting at various things, but I tuned him out. My legs started to hurt and my knees were aching. The LT left and came back with a sandwich. He didn't offer me shit. I just stood there until finally he looked up.
Go get everyone else! Tell them to form up in front of the building.
Up front? In the snow? Was he fucking high? I snapped to attention, pulled a left face, and got the fuck out of there. Everyone was sitting in the day room, smoking cigarettes, drinking sodas. Stokes had opened up her leg brace and was rubbing her knee and sighing.
LT Greer wants us to form up outside, I said.
Ugh, you have to be fucking kidding! Another private, Cobb, snarled. I turned around and looked outside. It was bare white, and couldn't even see the steps off the porch. That's what he said, I answered. He said to form up in the lot across the street. Rumbling, we went to our rooms, put on our cold weather gear, and when I returned to the QC area, everyone else but Stokes was already there. Private Cobb had a coil of 550 cord in his hand.
All right, we all take a cut of that one, he said, pointing to the coil of 550. Tie it to your parka belt, then loop it over this one.
I checked, and you can't see farther than a foot or two out there. Stokes will hold the barracks end, and I'll be on the far end, and as soon as the LT comes out there, should be able to go in. I just nodded dumbly. These guys and girls all knew better than me. Followed instructions, and was the fifth out the door. Cobb hadn't been kidding. I damn near fell down the steps, and couldn't see my hand if I stretched it out in front of my face. It was only 1600, and it was nearly dark, with the wind blowing and howling around us. I must have died in the bus, and now I'm in hell. I felt the person behind me grab onto my back, and I reached back and grabbed his hand. We'd hold four people to a line and hopefully get four lines. I bumped into the guy in front of me, and I stepped up next to him, my shoulder against his, closer than any other formation I'd ever been in.
10 minutes!
The guy next to me yelled.
Okay!
I yelled back. And turned to my right.
10 minutes!
Roger! The other guy yelled back. He was still holding my hand tightly. I reached out and grabbed the guy on my left hand. He squeezed. It was freezing fucking cold. The wind was prying through the holes in the cold weather mask, and my ears and the tip of my nose were starting to hurt.
5 minutes!
He yelled to me, and I yelled it down the line. Where the fuck is the LT? What kind of madman was he to send us out in this shit? If we weren't tied together, we'd be separated all over, lost in the whiteout. Fuck, if we weren't holding hands, we'd be all alone in the whiteness.
Fuck this! Fuck this! Everyone back in!
The guy on my left yelled. I passed it up. And soon, the guy on my right pulling me forward. I stumbled on the steps, and we went inside. We were covered with snow. We all had ice on cold weather masks. Where's the LT? Cobb asked.
Right here! Why aren't you fuckers in formation? Are you afraid of some snow?
Came the screaming from the stairwell. Sir, look outside. For the love of God, it's a blizzard, said another guy. I couldn't see his name.
Did your recruiter promise you that you only had to work in the summer? Get your asses outside, goddammit, he yelled. And what the fuck is this rope shit?
Blizzard security measures to make sure that nobody gets lost, Cobb said.
That's an old wives' tale. You losers better be outside in 5 minutes. If I have to come out and get you, there will be hell to pay,
the LT screamed, throwing open the doors and pushing his way outside. Cobb lit a cigarette and offered me one. I took it, even though I didn't smoke, and I looked around.
Tell me he didn't just go outside without a tether,
Stokes said, shaking her head. Aren't we going to formation? I asked, looking around. Everyone was taking off their cold weather gear and rolling it up so they could sit on the floor on it.
Don't worry about it, Private Monkey.
After a half hour, people began wandering off, talking and chattering. Stokes was holding hands with Cobb, and we walked down the hallway together. I walked over to Man. What happens now, Man? I asked, pointing at the door. Don't we try to rescue him?
In a November blizzard, at night.
Look, Private Monkey, he went out there in a field jacket and winter BDUs. No protective gear, Man told me. He's already dead, isn't he? I asked.
Yeah,
Man said, moving around behind the desk.
You got QC tonight. Tomorrow morning, we'll call 5th Corps and let them know they lost an officer.
I stared at the doorway. We later found out that none of that snow stayed on the ground. The winds whipped it around and later dumped it further down the mountain. We were too high up for too much to stay. We found the officer that summer.